The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats that were alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled the boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Every religious community and just about every parish, every diocese, has certain types of people. Whether it's in a parish or a religious community, you always have people, that one person who is long suffering, and they tell everybody about it. You also have some people who have an overdeveloped sense of their unworthiness. "I'm so unworthy for everything." And you all just want to say, "Shut up," because they've got a problem. But then at Mass, we pray, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." We are indeed unworthy, but unworthy in a good sense. We see in the prophet Isaiah this morning his vision. He knows he's in the presence of God, and he's a good Jew, so he knows that nobody can see God and live. But the Lord talks to him, and he says, "But Lord, I am a man of unclean lips in a people of unclean lips." Sounds like, "Lord, I'm not worthy." But the Lord changes that. He takes the seraph takes the brazier and puts it on his lips, and all his wickedness and evil is gone. And then he is sent forth to the people. It's reflected too in St. Paul. St. Paul, who was persecuting Christians, and Jesus got his attention by knocking him off his horse. And he became the great preacher of the church. He went forth after being reconciled with the Lord. And St. Peter, the only person in the entire New Testament who says directly to Jesus, face to face, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." All of this points to Jesus. That Jesus, because of our unworthiness and our inability to be reconciled with God, comes to accomplish that. And so in Jesus Christ, in the sacraments, in our faith, we are made worthy. Still wounded, but worthy. When we pray, Lord, I'm not worthy, we are acknowledging the absolute transcendence and majesty of God and our nothingness in comparison to Him. But it's just before communion, just before we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, where we are made even more worthy, more part of the family. We are converted more and more. We are becoming more and more like Jesus. And like Isaiah, and like St. Paul, and like Peter, who is sent forth as well, we are sent forth to bring the good news. In the midst of our unworthiness and others' unworthiness, to show them how, and to be an example of how the one who is united with the Lord lives, the ones who have been made worthy.